Hello, you're on 761-3330 with another week of film listed fun right here on Paul Mac Presents. That's right, hey gang, we've got another week of film listed fun for you right here for March 14th through the 17th, Monday through Thursday. And then I want to remind everybody listening right now that you can participate on this tape simply by calling in on Friday or Saturday and listening for the beep tone and then leaving a comment about a movie you like or have seen. So if you do that, that would be a great help to us because we could really use your input right now on the Academy Awards or on a movie you've seen or just about anything at all. So do that. And then Sunday, we've got a new tape for you all ready to go, Sunday through Thursday, and we're going to have our guest on the show with me, Mr. Tony North Hollywood, who was on the show last week, if you'll recall, and we were kind of trading quips there, and well, we're going to be trading and swapping some more quips next week, so if you give us a call and hear us next week, we'll be on there chatting around for you. Thank you for calling the movie line, and if you haven't called before, I want to briefly explain that every week we feature movie-recorded entertainment for you. And we're also trying to let you know what's going on in the film industry, and we're going to run you promos from time to time and let you hear what's up and coming and new. So without further ado, let's get into this tape. And, well, just a reminder, I want you to be listening for, that's right, the mystery question. More details later on this tape. And now, here it is, the mystery question. If you can identify the following dialogue from a James Bond film, tell us which film the dialogue was heard in. You will win a Man Theater ticket. That's right. We'll mail you a pass to a Man Theater. Good in Hollywood or anywhere except Westwood. So if you can identify it, all you've got to do is send us a postcard, postmarked before March 31st to our P.O. Box, which we'll announce right after this clue. Listen, James Bond fans, I wish you luck.
I admire your courage, Miss...
Trench. Sylvia Trench. I admire your luck, Mr...
Bond. James Bond.
Mr. Bond, I suppose you wouldn't care to, raise the limit?
I have no objections.
Now.
Looks like you're out to get me.
It's an idea at that. Eight.
Huit à la pointe. Neuf à la bande.
Excuse me, sir. Thank you. Andre, I must pass the shoe. Jean-Jacques, I hope you'll forgive me, but it's most important. Thank you. Have those changed, will you?
Too bad you have to go. Just as things were getting interesting.
Yes. Tell me, Miss Trench, do you play any other games? I mean, besides Chemin de Fer.
Golf. Amongst other things.
More afternoon, then.
Tomorrow?
And, will you have dinner afterwards, perhaps?
Sounds tempting. May I, let you know in the morning?
Splendid. My number's on the card.
Stumped? Well, if you're not, drop us a postcard at our P.O. Box, which is Mount Wilson, California. That's P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. And on the postcard, just tell us the name of the film, of the James Bond film, and leave your address, and we'll mail you the ticket, okay? And make sure you send that before or by March 31st. You got it. So that's it for the Big Man Theater giveaway, and everyone wins. Anybody and everybody who guesses that film title. Thanks. Write to us. The address one more time is P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. Do it today. Thanks.
Wes. Well, that's our show for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. My road to Hollywood. Needless to say, for me, it was an exciting and nostalgic journey. But it would have been half as much fun without you alone to share it. And who could have asked for a more charming and talented group of guest stars to provide so many delightful stops along the way? My sincere thanks to each of them and to all the great writers, producers, directors, and everyone behind the movie camera whose enthusiasm and creativity made my road to Hollywood so deeply satisfying, so rewarding, and so darn much fun. I don't have to tell you that I couldn't be prouder to be a part of this marvelous industry, for the language of motion pictures is a universal one, not only able to cross international boundaries, but to erase them. When seen throughout the world, America's movies provide an accurate reflection of our customs, our attitudes, and our dreams. The best of them speak for each and every one of us in a voice that says more about our way of life than any goodwill ambassador ever could. To have been afforded the opportunity of carrying that message to the far reaches of the globe is a privilege for which I am ever grateful. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.
Mice in a row, tree blind mice, there they go, marching down the street, single file, to our calypso beat all the while. They're looking for the cat that swallowed the rat. They want to show that cat the attitude of tree blind mice.
Well, that's about going to do it this week, ladies and gentlemen, for Paul Mac Presents. So if you can give us a call Friday or Saturday, just a reminder there, and to leave a comment, we'd really appreciate hearing from you. And we'll roll it on to our next tape that we'll be playing for you. So give us a call every week, Sunday through Thursdays, here on 761-3330. Real quick reminder, I'd like you to call the Dual Face Conference at 761-1330. So call that number and meet some people. Listen, I got a couple films for you to see here. I really recommend you to see Gandhi, and I'll give that a 10. See Francis. It's depressing but worth seeing for Jessica Lange's performance alone. I'll give that an 8. See Table for 5, starring John Voight and a good friend of mine, Roxana Zell, who we'll be interviewing soon on the tape. And it's a very moving film about family, and I'll give that one an 8. See Love Sick, it's a cute, wishy-washy love story that I'll give a 6. And I recommend you not to see Ator, a very unrealistic waste of money. I'll give that, about a 2.5 or a 3. Okay? That'll do it this week on Paul Mac Presents. Thanks for calling.